Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Happy Friday. We're kicking off summer. We're not supposed to say happy Memorial Day. We're supposed to say, like, have a meaningful Memorial Day.
Yeah, or, you know, just, yeah.
Remember.
Right, yeah, because it's a commemorative weekend for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, different from Veterans Day, when we salute all those who served. Memorial Day is supposed to be for those who made the ultimate sacrifice, so, you know, it's weird that there are mattress sales.
I know.
Surrounding it, and, you know, like, oh, you come to the big Memorial Day celebration. It's a little more solemn than that.
Yeah. The good thing is at least you can wear your white pants starting Monday.
Oh, yeah. I've got mine ready to go.
I'm sure you do.
All creased out, ready to go.
Do you have any Avengers news, Dean?
As a matter of fact, I do. Funny you should ask.
All right. Well,
Though I did send you then the notes saying I had a story on that. The Avengers movies that were supposed to come out earlier now have been delayed. It was supposed to come out December of 2026, and now it is moving 7 months back. Avengers Secret Wars will be on December 17th, to be exact, of the year 2027, after previously being set for release in May of that year. The Avengers Doomsday movie was supposed to be coming out May of 2026, now has moved back to a Christmas release of that year. So if you and I are sitting here, you know, a year or 2 years away from now, I will be reviewing those movies. God help me if I'm still reviewing Avengers movies 2 years from now.
All right. Well, those movies have been delayed. What about Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, that's another one that there was a little bit of movement on. They have finally issued a date for which the Devil Wears Prada sequel will be coming to theaters with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway. It now will be May 1st, 2026. So I tell you what, let's all, Wendy and I, and all of our listeners, everybody, let's just plan on getting together a year from now. And, you know, we can play this clip going, hey, remember when I said this? And then we'll play the clip, and then I'll review the movie.
Ah.
You seem less than enthusiastic about this.
I never saw the first one.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wendy, come on.
And I'm kind of weirded out because this plane crash in San Diego killed a drummer of a band called The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't
yeah.
that a weird little
yeah, that is
symmetry?
True. That is, I can see where you'd be a little weirded out by that. But, you know, the movie is the movie, the band is, you know, the band, and is horrible news. But this Devil Wears Prada's movie is tremendously popular. I think you would love it.
I should watch it.
Because it's hilariously funny. And the fact that they've got Meryl Streep, you know, and Anne Hathaway both back in it again. Emily Blunt is going to be back in it again. I don't know if Stanley Tucci is set to reprise his role in it. But it's that's one worth waiting for. And honestly, I think you should all put it in your day books so you don't forget. We're all going to meet here 1 year from today. And, you know,
all right.
God forbid we're all still here.
God forbid.
I can review.
All right. Well, I'll watch the other one, the first one, before that.
Yeah.
That's, for sure.
That's a good idea.
All right.
That's a very good idea.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I want to talk to you about Tom Cruise. Cause although,
oh, wait. Does he have a new movie?
I hear.
Huh.
I just wanted to mention that he does definitely look older, but he's looking really good as he ages.
Is he still a handsome man to you?
I think he's getting more handsome.
Yeah.
A little more rugged.
Is the fact that he does his own stunts, Does that make him more attractive to you? That he's fearless?
And yes.
I know that you have always loved a man who would hang off the wing of a plane.
Right.
You've always been very attracted to somebody who would jump out of a perfectly good plane without a parachute.
I dated one of the, who were the?
The Flying Willendos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know that about
you.
Yes,
I like that. All right. That was in high school, though. I've grown up since then. Dean's Entertainment Report. What's up with Sofia Vergara? She wants a man made of money?
Well, you know, she was married to Joe Manganiello. For, you know, I don't know, a few years, 5-7 years, something like that. Very handsome couple.
He is.
You know, both of them are, you know, incredibly gorgeous. But she was doing an interview talking about being back in the dating scene again. You know, when you're famous, it's a little more difficult, I guess. When you're that gorgeous, apparently a little more difficult. I wouldn't know about that. But she talked about dating and how difficult it is when you date someone who has less money than you. Income disparity, she says, can impact romantic relationships, especially around famous people. And I was just wondering how you felt about that. Do you think that's the case? Can you date somebody who is out of your tax bracket,
yeah.
I guess?
First of all, there aren't going to be that many regular people that are in her, you know,
her
wheelhouse.
Her sphere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could afford a ticket at the Sphere, you know? I mean, maybe not someone she's dating. That sounds so pretentious.
Yeah, she says it's too hard.
Oh, poor baby.
It's too hard to date. She's 52 years old now. She still looks amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I wish her the best.
Good luck to
her. We should all have problems like that.
God forbid you date someone or marry someone for love instead of money. I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tom Cruise, hubba hubba.
Tom Cruise, hubba hubba with his new movie that is hubba hubba.
How many is this?
This would be number 8 in the Mission Impossible. You know, he's been making these movies for 29 years.
Good golly.
Now, that's pretty much his brand right now. I'd be curious to see if he ever went back to just a straight drama or a comedy or, you know, remember like Risky Business?
Oh, yeah.
Dance into old time rock and roll in his underwear, slides in the room. But you know, he has made a franchise out of this Mission Impossible, and now the new movie, Mission Impossible: Final Reckoning, is finally out, and it does not disappoint. It is really quite amazing. With a story that I think holds together. It's not a perfect story, but I think it's certainly perfect enough. And I think very relatable. This is really something that I took out of this. It's a story about AI, an AI system, artificial intelligence, that is threatening world dominance. So, you know, all of our biggest fears about AI, that it's going to take over, that it becomes smarter than humans, and that it controls us. That's what's happening in this movie. And it's up to Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt character, Agent Ethan Hunt, and his Impossible Mission Force, to stop this technology before that happens.
That's a good plot line.
I think it's a really, you know, extremely relatable plot line as AI, you know, takes over more and more stuff in our lives right now. So, you know, this movie, the storyline, I think, is solid. The performance from Tom Cruise and this entire cast really is very, very solid. The director of this movie, Christopher McQuarrie, has built a beautiful film. As far as filmmaking goes, it is beautifully done. So it's got, like, all the cylinders are going. And, oh, yes, the stunts. This movie is all about these Tom Cruise stunts. They are all over the movie. There are some that are super spectacular. You have not seen them all. If you've seen the commercials or the trailers, there is more to it than that. And the fact that he does it all himself, that he is, when you're watching some of these scenes, that it, you know that it's actually him, adds an extra level of excitement to the whole thing. Now, I saw this movie on an IMAX screen, an IMAX theater, and I'm recommending that you see it in IMAX or on as big a screen as possible. Oh. It really, really does add to the whole experience. I just think, you know, if you're going to look up summer blockbuster in the dictionary, this is what you would find there. This is the perfect summer blockbuster movie. I just absolutely loved it. And I gave it a Dean's List A, so that's not terrible going into the holiday weekend.
No.
We also have the new Lilo and Stitch movie that is out today. This is another one of these Disney live-action adaptations. They took the Lilo and Stitch, the animated movie of Lilo and Stitch from 23 years ago, and they I couldn't believe it either when I looked it up. They did the live action treatment on it that I'm not sure is as effective as they wanted it to be. It feels a little awkward at times, and the chemistry between the animated and the real life characters seem a little weird to me. Mostly, this is a movie I think the little kids are going to like way more than the parents who are going to be forced to take them to the movies this weekend. It's a little bit frantic and a little bit manic, but
what do you give it?
Pleasant enough. Gets a Dean's List B-.
Oh, that's not too bad.
On this one. Yeah, so that's not bad. For music this weekend, we've got tons of things going on. AC/DC is at Soldier Field tomorrow.
Pick two more.
Shakira.
She's hot.
She's at the Sueños Latin Music Festival.
And Caliente.
Paul Simon, still crazy after all these years. Symphony Center through Saturday.
Awesome.
Got a lot more online, a lot more things going on online. You can take a look there. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday weekend.
Enjoy your weekend as well, Dean.